Thank you for spending your Saturday morning here at Rosie on the House. We are now joined by Rod DiGiovanni. And Rod, as we wrapped up last segment with our boys from B&B Blinds, I asked them, best bang for your buck, and they had two different opinions. We could probably bring everyone in the network in the window treatment category, from B&B Blinds to Shutter Shack to New West Shutters, and everyone would have a different opinion. When we're looking at functionality, aesthetics, privacy, and price point, what's the best bang for your buck in Rod's world?
I'm going to say roller shades, particularly a solar roller shade, which is a particular type of shade that is the fabric being used is designed for insulation value. They're available in different opacities. You can get a solar shade that's blackout. You can get a solar shade that is a 1% open, 3% open. The more open, of course, that the fabric is, the more you're going to be able to see through it, and the less insulation value. However, I mean, the 3% open is probably my favorite, you know, degree of openness. It still allows some view through it, but it acts as a really good insulator. The darker the color you're going to use, you're going to get better glare, you know, blockage. It doesn't necessarily mean color is not a huge issue for insulation. You can use a white or black, and the different actual insulation value is not going to be that. It's negligible. But the feeling in the room, if you put a white shade in, is going to be less cool than if you put a black shade, because it's going to really make it more dark and cave-like in there. So that being said, you know, people ask me that question a lot. Should I do a dark shade? Should I do a light one? It's really up to you. You're going to get a similar insulation value, but the feel in the room is going to be different with a darker shade. It's going to feel cooler.
So once a homeowner makes a decision on that, do you see that they keep that uniform throughout the house? Or I'm picturing it more on the north side, where we don't get a lot of the direct. Maybe you do a lot more openness because you're not getting the direct sunlight. South side, west side of the house, different.
Sure.
Kids' rooms, different color than the...
Sure. What's the elevation, too? I mean, if you're facing south, you're going to want a more closed screen than you will if you're facing north. The east side, too, is murder in the morning, of course. Murder in the morning. So what I've done here, too, I've got some notes, some cheat notes that I did that I thought might help people. I've got my, you know, favorite, you know, insulation-wise shades, and I've got listed here an average square foot price for each thing.
Okay.
And this is a little bit loose, but if you're doing a good size or a good amount of windows, in other words, through half a house or more, I would say these numbers are going to be pretty accurate. And solar shades, you're looking at $16 to $22 a square foot if you have, you know, a decent amount of square footage. And that ranks, actually, I've got shutters here, honeycomb shades, solar shades, and sunscreens. And I've got an average square foot price for you if you want to get into that. But
we do. But before we get into all the different options, while we're on this solar, I want to talk a little bit more. You say it's designed for insulation. So is this just a fabric that's absorbed to absorb heat at the point of the window and not transfer into the home? How is a fabric cloth designed for insulation?
Good question. They're made out of, most of them are made out of a mixture of a polypropylene, fiberglass, and vinyl. And I think it's just a filtering process, depending on either the design of the screen itself, or, you know, that's probably the most, or the fabric. You know, I don't know technically and scientifically. I'd have to look that up for you. But I mean, it's proven. They've got it listed on the back of the card, exactly how it soaks out the heat and all that sort of thing.
So. Very cool. And when we're talking about 3%, is it like the weave starts to open up that we can see through, or is it a...
Yes. Yes, basically. I mean, usually if people don't know what I'm talking about, I bring up Starbucks because everyone's been into Starbucks coffee at one time or another. But those kind of places usually have a shade like that, some kind of a screen that comes down that they put down just 1 or 2 hours a day when the sun's hitting them in a certain time, you know, spot. And they know immediately what I'm talking about. Now, there are other solar shades that are more decorative that have prints on them as well.
And kind of like LSU Tiger print on it.
Right, exactly. You can customize
maybe
them.
Maybe the kids for their room.
Exactly, Batman shades. They're not all real, you know, commercial looking or whatever. You can dress them up a little bit. And of course, anything, you know, my first advice to people is put something on the window, because anything you put on there, rather than leaving it open, is going to help.
And you had mentioned 3% is your favorite. How open of a weave will the solar fabric go to? 10%, 20%?
I think they go as high as like 14%.
Okay.
I mean, I've seen them that high. Beyond that, it becomes more what they call a sheer, kind of just a sheer fabric where it's more decorative than anything else. I mean, it looks nice, but and it will always help a little bit. But if you're really trying to block heat, you know, I think 5% maybe is the most I would go, but I do like the 3.
Okay. And you're quite a bold man putting numbers out, because people will hold that to you. And I'm not talking like right now. Right, you're going to get a call in like 8 years and somebody's going to have it written down. You said between 16 and 22. You forgot to say add 3% for inflation. You're compounding year over year.
That's right. That quote is good for 60 days.
But let's do a couple numbers here. I'm going to say 4x6, pretty standard for a window. We're going to do 10 windows. So we're looking at 240 square feet for about 1,500 square foot home. So that's going to be on the low end, 38. You're up to about 5,200. So there's a price range for about 240 square feet of window coverage.
Yeah.
Okay. So that covers, you call them solar screens?
I call them solar shades.
Solar shades.
Yeah. These are on a roll, and that is a mid-range sort of area, because that would be a manually operated shade, because now you can motorize these things. You can hook them up to your house computer and all that sort of thing. But I'm talking a manually operated shade with a clutch and a chain.
Okay.
Yep. I better make that distinction.
See, there's so many options out there.
Yeah, there are. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So then, from there, you've got – what's next on your list?
The next price group up would be honeycomb shades, or cellulars. Some people call them cellulars. Some people call them honeycombs. And it's a fabric. It's a hybrid kind of product. It's a cross between a fabric and a paper product. And it's pleated. So when you look at it from the side, you're looking at a cell and that traps the air. And that's why they're actually very well rated in the window treatment world as being one of the highest as far as good insulation value. And the other reason for that, I think, is because they are one of the only treatments that mounts from the top. So there's clips on the very top of the product and that's the way. So they will go further to the edge of the window. There's less room on the sides for air to bleed through, because when you have a roller shade, you got a clutch on one side and a bracket, and they're mounted most of the time from the sides. So you got a little bit more gap. Honeycombs are tighter, and you can also get honeycomb shades with a track system. It's a little bit of extra money, but they can run in a track on the side of the window. So, and they are, I've got them down here for $15 to $20 a square foot. And that's going to depend. Some of them are fancier fabrics. They're woven. Some of them are more papery. But that's a pretty good range.
Okay. About the same price point as the other one, so just a little bit different of a style.
A little bit less than the solars, but yeah.
All right. We've got how many more to cover there?
Two.
Okay.
Shutters, plantation shutters. That's my favorite product of everything I do, because it's longest lasting. It looks, I mean, it's decoratively wonderful. Gives you a lot of ways to customize the room as far as light and mood and all sort of that sort of thing. And they are going to run you in a wood shutter. Of course, shutters can be wood or faux. They're going to run, I've got down here, between $20 and $27 a foot. And the reason for the big gap is more finish than anything else, because you can paint them or you can stain them. And then you've also got, they go up in price, you know, considerably if you've got a rounded top window or an arch, what they call an arch. Shutter's going to jump in price there. But they're great. I mean, I love them, they do a great job. They're attached to the window, the wood underneath the window, the actual house, and they create that pocket in there. And they're forever, basically. You don't have to do anything else. Ever.
I like those are my favorite type of projects. When they're done, they're done.
That's it. Yep, absolutely.
All right, last one.
I have one more here, and that's, you've covered this, I think, but it's sunscreens, exterior sunscreens. And they are good. I mean, if you've already got interior treatments, but the house is a little hot, you really want to kind of cut down on your electric bill a little bit without going for your lungs, so you just do the outside sunscreens. And I'm putting a $4 to $5 a square foot price on those now. I hope I don't get killed about that. But but I think that's fair, and they you can take them off if you want, you know, when the weather's cooler. They're on the outside with clips, and they match the aluminum frame around them is going to match the window finish, whether it be white or bronze or silver or whatever. So the one thing with those, if you're in a HOA type situation, you want to make sure that they allow them, and sometimes they only allow certain colors and stuff there, so you got to be careful. But they're usually available in 80%, 85%, 95% openness. And that also refers to that openness issue, generally refers to the amount of UV rays that they block.
Have you ever had any experience with window films? That's one that we opted not to cover just because the amount of limited application that we see that. But, I mean, it seemed like there was a point of time there. It flooded the market and then just – I don't think I've heard a vehicle commercial in 7 or 8 years.
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't know. I covered them when I first got into business for a while. They became, first of all, I wasn't able to compete with a lot of guys on it, so I got away from it. But I never liked it, and the screens, the way I was, you know, told about this was that the film allows the glass to heat up, so it's not as efficient as the screen. The screen, again, leaves a gap in between the glass and the screen, and it doesn't allow the glass to heat up.
Mr. Rod D. Giovanni, we appreciate your time in this Saturday morning. Listeners can find you at rosieonthehouse.com in the window treatment category. Our direct contact information?
Phone number, 480-612-7400, newwestshutter.com. Thanks, Romy.